Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare Hare. Welcome to our Japa inspiration. For everything we do, the right tuning or the right attitude is important. When you come to a lecture and you really want to know what the lecturer has to say, you will be attentive and have an entirely different experience than when you come and sit down and I'm not really interested. Then you might play around with your mobile telephone, check your WhatsApps, etc. This idea of tuning in is especially important when we sit down for our spiritual practice. When you sit down to do japa, it's important to center yourself, to be there entirely. I always like to remember this beautiful verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that helps to tune me in. My dear Lord Krishna, since so many long years in this material world, I have completely forgotten you. But today I turn to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. Now, how do we turn to Krishna? What do we have to turn to Krishna? First, we take our body. We sit down, we sit in an upright position for better concentration. We pronounce clearly and we listen attentively to our sound. Turning to Krishna means especially to turn your mind to Krishna. Focus, concentrate on your japa. Bring it back from wherever it wanders due to its restless nature and just focus it on a steady, enlivening stream of the holy name. And finally, don't forget the most important part of you, the part without which you are not alive, your heart. Turn to Krishna, and the prayer which we said initially is a very good way. My dear Lord Krishna, today I'm turning to you as your sincere servant. Please accept me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.